over here under there with the sidewalk problem. Stayed out of it. Neighbor across the street wouldn't have done it.
I'd like to call the order of the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, July 13th, 2015. And as is our tradition, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jeff, I understand that there's some folks here tonight that...
All these folks are here, obviously, to see you all. But what we wanted, we did this last year, and I can tell you, just my interaction with the employees that are here and the employees that aren't here, I call it the momentum. The steamroller has gotten stronger. Okay, when I say the steamroller and the momentum, the focus from these employees, the appreciation that they have for you all as supervisors, as bosses, whatever we want to call you, has grown and grown and grown. And I think it's a good thing that these employees, we want to acknowledge you all for the things you've done for us. And you know, the reality is on something, you all as the elected officials for this municipality, you guys and ladies formulate policy, you come up with direction, and you pass that down to the town administrator, and then in turn it comes to this group of people here in the middle of the department heads. And then you charge these folks to do those things that you guys, your vision, and the vision of the public. And then in turn, the people that make it happen, and let us not forget, are these folks back here and the ones that aren't here tonight. So I know that they're appreciative, I know that I'm appreciative. You've done a significant amount for this employee group last year, going into FY16, and I know I've said it personally before, this is my fifth, going on sixth year. Wonderful place to work. It's because of you guys. And also because of these folks. So our hats off to you. And I know that we've got a couple folks that want to say something. So, Ken?
I'd just like to say from the electric department, some of them couldn't be here tonight, so we actually went out and got a card for you just to say thank you. And when I came here 5 years ago, I came here for a reason. Town of Berlin reminded me of where I used to be at 30 years ago, just the way it had the hometown feel to it. And I'll be honest with you, it just feels like a big family to me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything from anybody? You're never short of words. Thank you.
and brief and to the point.
Yeah. Geneva, you've been here how many years?
49, Bill Taylor called it all.
Bring it on, Bill. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
But what we have for the mayor and council and for everyone that's in attendance here tonight, there's some liquid libation in the back, in the cooler. Non-alcoholic water. Okay, and then we have a cake. As soon as I can figure out how to open this thing, bear with me. Maitre d', I'm not good at. So we have a cake, and this cake reads, "Your employee group thanks you."
Oh, that's neat.
And then we'll serve cake.
Oh, look out, he's going to drop it.
Don't drop it.
Jeff,
that's great.
I just wish one thing for the staff.
That's really...
I like to see
Jeff, it. I just hope this year we do not have the winter events that we had last year and that staff can stay home this winter and not have to push snow. Yeah. We spent a lot of time pushing snow.
I think we are all exceptionally surprised, even though you did this last year, we did not know there was going to be an encore performance, and we very much
appreciate not only the thank you, but I think more than anything is the pride that you take in your work every day. Mm-hmm. It shows. I've lived here most of my life, and I've never seen a group of town employees that not only support each other, not only support the policies and procedures and the things that need to be done, regardless if you personally agree with them or not, but you carry them out. Nobody can tell the difference. You always do the very best you can. And I know in many cases, because of the unpredictable weather that we're having, it seems like all the time anymore, every season seems to bring something unexpected and extraordinary. You take it in stride, no matter how much effort it takes, no matter how much work. And I think the other thing that I have heard often, particularly in the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 years, is it's your attitude of putting public service first and taking pride in your community is being noticed by a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, residents, guests, people who have been here for a long time, and people who have just fallen off the truck. Everybody seems to get it that when you encounter, have a problem. Let's face it, many of you see our citizens sometimes at their worst because they're either upset, panicked, a little scared, or not sure what to do, and then you come through and fix the problem or get them squared away. And yet, you'll always show them courtesy and respect, and that to me says everything. And I know I speak for all of us on the council. It's our privilege to serve you.
Yes.
Yep. I agree.
So let's eat up.
Sounds good.
Everybody up here like a slice of cake?
Please. Yeah, but, make sure.
I think what we'll do, so we don't be as disruptive, we'll do it back and bring it up.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yes. And thank you very much for the very, very kind card.
You can't have them, okay?
Great.
You can't have them, okay?
I can have
them.
Yeah.
What kind of diet would you strip out?
Honestly,
eat anything you want?
Yeah.
And believe it,
comes back up, yeah.
The cake is, everybody, if anybody wants a piece of cake, help anybody. Yourself, I can guarantee you there's not many council meetings you can go to in this country and get dessert at no additional charge.
Okay.
All right. We'll go ahead and make some progress on the agenda for all those guests that are here that have something they wish to share with us. First, we'll have the approval for the executive session minutes of June 22nd.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the executive session minutes of June 22nd. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, and the reason for that executive session matter was for the mayor and council to consult with council to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Okay, next is approval of the regular session minutes of June 22nd.
I'll make the motion on those also.
Okay. We have a motion by Council Member Goyas to approve the regular session minutes of June 22nd as proposed. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have a presentation by Robert Duma, who's a project engineer for Davis Bowen Friedel. They are our consulting public engineers for all kinds of public work projects. So David, Robert, would you please?
Yes, I'm Rob Duma with Davis Bowen and Friedel. Say good evening to the mayor and council. So this is specific to the Cannery Village project, which is currently under construction. We had brought up the discussion last week regarding the contractor's proposal to use soil cementing to stabilize the backfill trenches for the water and sewer work that is being performed out there. And the reason we bring this up is because this is a variance to the town standards. It's not something that's written in the town standards. I've never encountered it during sewer trenches. I've seen it during road work. So therefore we brought on Davis Bowen Friedel has brought on a third-party geotechnical engineer to guide us through this to make sure that we're looking out for the town and the best interest of the town. So what the contractor and their geotechnical engineer has proposed is amending the native soils to include a 2% cement mix by volume into the native backfill. And the contractor will mix that in a stockpile and then return that to the utility trench. Essentially, the soil cementing, adding the cement, is able to get some of the water out of the high clay content soils that they've experienced out there. The native soils just aren't suitable to be put back in the trench. Typically, we see select backfill, but the contractor and the owner has felt that that is not feasible for this project and maybe cost prohibitive, so they've looked into this soil cement. So our geotechnical engineer, John Hines, has attended and visited the project site. We've been in discussion with him. And as a engineering team, we felt to recommend the soil cementing. We believe it will be an acceptable alternate to the select backfill working into the native soils. But we did propose a few items in addition to what the contractor proposed. So what we proposed was a standard proctor test on the soils, which is a technician coming out and checking to make sure the compaction is acceptable, which is typical. The original geotechnical engineer did not feel that was necessary. However, we did not want to eliminate that kind of check of the compaction. We also said that the 2% cement addition is acceptable. On roadways, it's typical to see 5, but this is a trench. It's not, you know, it's not on the roadway, but it is in the road. But if they can achieve that 95% compaction, we will continue to allow the 2%. If they need to increase the percentage, we'll do that as a case by case.
So if the compaction doesn't reach 95%, you would offset it by a greater percentage of cement.
And additional cement. Okay. Or they could try the select fill at that point if the sources aren't working.
Right.
But that 95% was really key of what our geotechnical engineer, town representative.
How is the process? How long is this process, and about how often is the compaction tested?
We typically see between 50 and 100 feet of linear trench. We will require a test. We've also added to our letter that we may require additional compaction tests to assure the compliance.
Okay.
So 50 to 100, perhaps more. Contractor and owner is aware of that.
Okay.
We also require that any stockpiling soils with the cement being blended must be watched and witnessed by our inspector of the Davis Bone and Trail.
Well, would it be soil and erosion barricades and fences to make sure it doesn't run off somewhere?
Yes, whatever MDE would require.
Okay.
And so we will inspect that as well. That's additional, just another check to make sure they get the right percentage. And we will also have our contract administrator in the town stop by the site more often than usual, just to make sure everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because this is a new method in town. And we
has
also
this been used elsewhere?
Yes. Our John Hines, our geotechnical engineer, has used it on several projects. He mentioned a few jobs in Sussex County, in Delaware, where he's used it before. He is comfortable with the process.
And this is specifically in housing developments?
Yes, stabilizing soils.
Is it mixed on site?
It will be mixed on site. The cement will be bagged, and they will use a rototiller on the stockpile to ensure uniform mixing. And also, the contractor's engineer, Hills Carnes, has used it extensively. And they're actually using it on their private building foundations for the houses right now. And we went out, had a chance to walk out there, and the soils were what you would typically find for 95% of the
time. Now, is this at this project?
Yes.
At this, so you were able to go right on site with the similar, almost
similar,
identical
procedure on the building pads.
Mm-hmm.
The building pads are absolutely critical, even more
critical
than
the soil.
And that was going to be another one of my questions, because I'm very concerned about the fact that these homes are being built on concrete slabs and not on foundations. And with these issues with the soil, I don't want 2-3 years down the line these slabs to start cracking and failing and then have problems with the drywall and other problems and where that liability is going to fall, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, and that's I also have the letter from Hillis Farms to the owner with Fernando Garcia's seal, professional engineer's seal on it. He has told the owner and all the homeowners that this is an acceptable alternate to bringing in select fill, and it will be built to building code standards.
And you did mention the MDE, so I'm sure that they're involved in this now, and they'll be monitoring it along with you
MDE
and the other.
Yeah, MDE has actually shut down the contractor at the moment due to erosion and sediment control issues, so they're in the loop on this, and when they come out to see the site again, they'll notice the stockpile and the applicable silt fencing, anything they may require. And then my last point that we also required was an extended warranty for 5 years, as opposed to town standard 2 years for all the work regarding the utilities.
And this is because of what you're doing in the settling of the soil and what it's going to be on down the line?
That was exclusively as a result of the cementing of the soils. Being a non-conventional method, we kind of wanted the owner to say, if you're backing this, then give us a 5-year warranty. You're proving to us that this is an acceptable way to do backfill and show us the warranty.
Yeah, but in other words, put their money where their mouth is.
Exactly.
And not that anybody thinks they're not, but I think especially with something new, you don't want to.
Yes.
There needs to be an act of faith here that's backed up by money.
How about growth on it? Any type of grass or?
Referring to the soils?
Uh-huh.
What
can you plan on? I mean, what's going to be planned?
It actually is completely workable, like regular soil. It's not, a concrete vault that you have to jackhammer up or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It simply grabs the moisture, makes the soil more cohesive and workable in a construction-type atmosphere. So the owners of the homes, there will be a layer of topsoil over it, and they strictly put it on the foundations. Mm-hmm. So grass growth should not be an issue or anything like that. Of course, in the roadways.
And that's the problem, right? You have this clay, and when you remove it and disturb it and put it back together, it slips and slides, and the concrete is going to make it more adhesive. So you'll still have water filtering. It's not going to be like a concrete surface.
Not at all like that. It's
still a pervious surface. Is that fair? Is that?
It would be impervious, but it's sealed off by asphalt.
But okay, so the asphalt.
The residence building pads, it is still a pervious surface.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And that was all I had. I know Dean was the one who really had the questions, but he's not here tonight.
Yep. He wasn't able to make it tonight.
Yeah, I'll reach out to him separately.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
were there any other questions?
No, I mean, I just want to say that I don't like to deviate from town standards, but I'm also like to be common sense and practical. And there's a lot of money, time, and expense, not only with your firm, the builder, the mayor, the council, our staff, et cetera. And if there's a way that we can continue this project moving and get the same results and yet protect the town and the owners and the renters of these homes from future liabilities from, working the soil differently, that's my concern. And the 5-year warranty, I think, is very fair on the builder to extend his liability for 5 additional years, where the town is 2 years.
Yes, and we've made sure to not hold up the builder or the contractor during this process. We scheduled a site meeting the next following day after we heard about it. So we've been making sure we check all our physical pads and things we had to, but we also have been making sure we do it in a timely fashion.
And the key piece here is the MDE. If they're aware of what's going on, they're going to be monitoring that very closely. Right, Troy?
That's fine. Any other questions for Robert?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ready. Next is we have four special events that are seeking approval. First is the National Night Out. And Chief Downing, are you going to make that presentation or recommendation?
Council, this is for the National Night event, which is the first Tuesday in August the 4th. senior police officer. Claude Holland's done a great job coordinating all of the different participants, and has actually there set before you the necessary request for town assistance. We've made contact with the electric department and all other town staff in regards of their part portions of this event, and I believe we'll have a great evening on the 4th. If you have any specific questions, we're going to be blocking Flower Street as we usually do. Again, we've asked the hospital and other health entities to do health screenings. We have that faith base with the Berlin Area Ministries being involved, and various other private organizations.
Okay. That's been a very successful event. How many years have you been doing this roughly now?
We're at least 15 years. 15. Again, probably starting 2001, 2000, right okay. there.
It's my favorite event. It's like the town comes out, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all of our neighbors and friends and everybody that lives together. It's a great event.
All right. Does anyone have any questions for the chief?
No. I make a motion that we approve the National Night Out.
Okay. We have a motion by Council Member Brittingham to approve the National Night Out for August the 4th. That the event will be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Congratulations, and hope you have good weather, because that's the only thing that you can't control, but you've had really good luck.
It's going to be great weather.
All right, next, we have the Berlin Summer Sidewalk Sale, and making the presentation is Ivy Wells, our Economic and Community Development Director.
You want me to say here, come up?
Yeah, come on up. I think that way it's better for the
recording,
because we record the entire meeting. Okay.
Okay. At our last meeting, I had presented on behalf of Steve and Debbie Freeney the annual Berlin Sidewalk Sale. For the roads to be closed, for specifically Main Street to be closed, that decision was tabled, and since then it's a little too late for us to close Main Street, so we've come up with an alternate plan for our sidewalk sale. And what I'm here tonight is to ask for the Berlin Summer Sidewalk Sale, to call it the actual Summer Sidewalk Sale, and instead of having the merchants come to you and ask for it, I would take this on as a Berlin Main Street event, and we would have two sidewalk sales. One would be the summer sidewalk sale, which obviously has been going on for, I think Steve and Debbie said, something like 60 some odd years. And then the fall sidewalk sale would be during the Fall Fest or Oktoberfest in October.
And Main Street is already closed.
And Main Street is already closed. And because we can't close the street in August, what we've come up with is the allowing, and with your approval, to allow the sidewalks to be used by all the merchants in the Main Street district, not just on Main Street where the road was originally closed, but throughout Main Street, to be able to put the tables on the sidewalks against the sides of their businesses, and for them to be able to sell merchandise on the sidewalk.
And about side streets as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, on the side streets, the whole downtown is the sidewalks will be available for all the businesses to use. That's for Friday. On Saturday, what we're asking is if Commerce can be closed. The bank is already closed that day, so Commerce would be closed from Victorian Charm down to where Bruder Hill is. And then Sunday, it would just be the sidewalk sale once again. And when I say sidewalk sale, I want everyone to be aware that just because it says sidewalk sale doesn't mean that the stuff on the sidewalk has to be for sale. If you want to take a table and put some of your items out, or so if the businesses want to put some of their items out, they don't necessarily have to be marked down. It just allows people to be able to walk down the sidewalk and see what's for sale in the store. It doesn't have to be anything for sale. I know that Victorian Charm does they sell an enormous amount of things marked down for that day. So the reason we're asking for Commerce to be closed is because to help them accommodate with all the tables and the extra merchandise that they have.
Does anyone have any questions?
Well, it seems to me it's a good compromise. I mean, basically, you know, it's going to be a summer sidewalk sale. You can choose to participate if you would like, and if you don't want to choose to, you don't have to. And with, you know, not shutting down the street, that shouldn't be a problem, and just doing Commerce on Saturday from 10 to 5.
That's correct. Some of the stores have said that they are going to participate. Some of them are not going to participate that day. A lot of them are single store owners, and they don't have staff maybe to watch some of the things on the sidewalk. But when I do the press release, I will indicate which stores will be in having the sale that day and which.
Right.
Well, I'll only indicate the stores that are participating, not the ones who,
right.
who are.
Yeah. And I think, and at least in my view, because I know I've been talking with a number of businesses about this since the last meeting, and people who have been interested and concerned, either pro or have concerns or whatever, and I think the compromise proposal here is fair and reasonable. I really do. I think it gives individual downtown businesses a choice as to whether they participate or not. The participation is totally at the individual merchant's discretion. It's not mandatory. If the town's, I think it's a marketplace decision, not a town decision, rather a store, in any event, actually is involved.
Right. I think what this does is it shows that the town is very accommodating to all the businesses, their needs, existing businesses and future businesses. It shows that we are extremely business friendly to allow all of the businesses to be able to use the sidewalks for that day.
And again, the one thing so people know is in approving this, what we're doing is it's not legal to sell merchandise on the sidewalk anytime. So that's why making sure people know it's a sidewalk sale is important, because it is a special time that it is that this mayor and council is authorizing that sale for a limited number of hours on a limited number of days each year. And I just think it's evolution. And I hope that each business makes the decision based on what is for their best interest. I don't think, I hope that people don't feel like they have to be a part of it or that they can't be a part. It's based on what makes sense for you. And another thing I think, just to think of, if you have a certain amount of merchandise you want to put on sale and it sells out, hey, you're done. You can just keep right on going with your regular business. At the same time, it doesn't have to be discounted merchandise. It's very a very flexible arrangement.
I would be honored to make this motion to approve the sidewalk sale, since I was involved in it.
Back in the 67 years ago, he was the man.
It was John Howard that did all that.
No. Oh, no.
I'll make that
okay.
Motion.
We have a motion by Council Member Brittingham to approve the sidewalk sale as proposed by Ivy Wells. And basically, that is...
It's the summer sidewalk sale.
Summer.
And then we'll also have our fall sidewalk sale during Oktoberfest.
During Oktoberfest. Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Right. Thank you very much. Appreciate all the work you did on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ivy.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is the back to school event, and Nathan Marshall. There you are.
Mayor, if I may, I just
yes.
want to point out, Mr. Marshall emailed me an outline for this event, and you should all have that
right.
in your mm-hmm.
yep.
place.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Actually, it's plain. Sorry, Nathan couldn't be here today, so. Last time I missed it,
okay.
So this time he's going to miss it.
And just for the record, because we everything the minutes and everything. Your name?
Ty Waters. I'm sorry.
Ty
yes,
Waters.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Last time he was here, first of all, let me go over what it is we're looking to do. Me and Nathan both born and raised here in Berlin. He's been going probably since '97. I left here back in '02. We're looking to do something positive for the community, give back mostly to underprivileged kids, want to do book bags, school supplies. This will be our first year doing it. Hopefully next year, the year after, we can make it bigger and better with giving away clothes, shoes, free haircuts, things of that nature. We're looking to do it at the Henry Park in Berlin. Last time we were here, being that we weren't nonprofit, we needed to get a nonprofit organization involved. So we will refer to Ms. Stacy Brittingham, who's with the Head Start Berlin. She agreed to come in with us and help us. She's looking to give us a list of her children that she's going to have this year, as well as send letters to the parents of those students, just in case, you know, they know someone who needs in need of book bags or school supplies.
Now, are you saying that Head Start is the sponsoring nonprofit?
No. Yes, sir. Well, we're looking to get other sponsors, but we're mainly going to give them.
I think what Ms. Meehan was misunderstood here is you need to have a nonprofit organization that is based in Berlin.
Yes, sir.
That is your is sponsoring the event and is responsible for all the finances, the permits, and making sure that everything's done according
yes,
to
that,
Hoyt.
And that's
right.
That's.
So you're saying that Head Start has agreed
yes,
to do that?
Yes. And Stacy Brittingham is who we spoke to.
I think Dean suggested that. Remember Dean Barrera?
Last time we was here, yeah.
Stacy Brittingham, I hate to say this, but this is my daughter. But she's the
I think he knows it pretty
she's
well.
The director of the center, but Head Start cannot support this project because it has to go through our board of directors. And I'm the chairman of the board of directors. So I know this hasn't come before us because we are closed for the summer. And we don't open back up until September. Our first board meeting will be in September. So I don't know how this would come before the Head Start, the Shore Up board before the summer. To give you enough time. I'm not even saying that they would approve it.
Right.
But it would have to come before the board of directors.
Correct.
And I guess it was just, because obviously that's a major hurdle.
Yes.
That doesn't look feasible for this year. But here's the other thing, just to understand how these functions work. The functions are, again, sometimes the origin of it is maybe individuals in the community who have a great idea, then they take the great idea to a well-established nonprofit organization, has a track record, has to fill out all the appropriate forms, which are quite considerable today, and have to be audited and all that stuff.
Right.
And this is not a reflection on any individual, but it's just the way the world works these days, because we're very fortunate in Berlin to have a large number of local nonprofits involved with the community. And this way, they all complement each other as much as possible. And there's this one area where you want minimum competition and maximum cooperation. And I think one of the things that, at least in the original presentation made by Mr. Marshall and now yourself, is that it sounds like, and if I've got the wrong impression, you need to go back and reconfigure the way it's been presented, because I get the impression that this is individual vendors and sponsors coming in, and they're going to provide some things for free and other things they're going to sell. Is that correct?
Well, we're trying to take away the whole people paying, because we want this to be for the kids, for the community.
All supplies are free?
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
See, that's something Mr. Marshall never mentioned.
Yeah, we're actually we've already bought almost 80 book bags. So to give to the kids from out of our own pocket, and the rest we were trying to get people just to donate, whether it's coupons, whether it's I know like Chick-fil-A, they give out free things. Like, we weren't asking for any money. We just wanted to get things to add into the book bags for the kids.
Okay. Mayor, I want to suggest, a couple years ago, Ray Rice, his organization, gave book bags to students filled book bags, and I had seen it on Facebook, and I contacted Worcester Youth and Family, and they put in for those book bags, and I went up there with Melanie and Bridget, and we got 200 book bags. They were beautiful Janssen bags, completely filled with supplies. And Worcester Youth and Family had, you know, a list, like Dean was talking about with Shore Up, of children that need these, because, you know, some children don't need the help, others do. So maybe this year you might could talk to the youth camp. I know they come to the park commission meetings on the first Tuesdays of every month, and maybe this year they would be willing to help you, sponsor you, handle the money, get these book bags distributed. I don't want you to be discouraged, and then maybe next year when your board starts up, you could bring it in front of the board that there's an organization that wants to, you know, provide book bags to the children in the future, because it just seems like the head starts a little late this year. But I don't want you to be discouraged, and, you know, I'd love for you to be able to get these items out to the children that need them in the community.
I think it's a good suggestion about working with the Merlin Youth Club.
Because it bothers me that half the children in this county live in poverty.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Mr. Mayor.
The Berlin Police Department would be willing to go ahead and co-sponsor the event with them. We would go ahead and trim it down to say that streets would not be closed. It would be dictated to or dedicated to a back of the school, with a process of getting hold of schools and signing up a little bit more of that structure. No vendors at all.
Right.
We would be able to have them up there do any food they wanted to go ahead and do the concept of the music and any type of outreach. And I believe we had 10 days we'd be able to go ahead and finalize those things if the council gave the parameters in which it could be done.
That'd be awesome.
So, again, we would be able to go ahead, and if any funds needed to be expended or assisted with, we'd be able to go ahead and work with that, and we could talk to Mr. Waters and reference those amounts.
Okay.
Again, something this big with this much time would be very difficult to do if we started from ground zero.
Okay.
But again, in looking at this, looking at helping at least 100-plus kids,
right.
Yep.
We would definitely be able to go ahead and pull in at least two other community partners, Worcester Youth being one.
Right.
And we would be able to go ahead and bring in the faith-based also if they needed that assistance.
That's great.
Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, because, like I said, we've been working hard on this. We wanted to do it last year. Nathan, he started his business, Press to Perfection, here in Berlin. So he's been busy with that. You know, I've been busy with my personal issues, situations, but... you know, now we've got everything on board. The one thing that we've been trying to do that we haven't got all the way was getting a nonprofit organization
started.
Well, I
think, you know, this is going to be a very good opportunity for you to have a very experienced group of ladies and gentlemen who've done a lot of charitable work in this community and continue to. And they know how it's done right. And I would encourage you to use this opportunity as a learning experience.
Yes, sir.
And see if it's something that develops into a permanent partnership or, you know, a long-term permanent. What's that mean? But a long-term partnership. And if not, then I'm sure the chief then would be able to advise you as to what other potential partners down the road. But I think his suggestion that you narrow the scope, make it work, find out what's working and what sponsors you get, and then once you've done something, it's easier to do it a second time. And it's maybe better to limit limit what you're trying to do to what is doable in the time and resources that you have.
Right. Okay.
And that's, you know, it's about our advice as far as we're concerned, and is Chief, do you feel comfortable enough with that? If this request is amended, that the Berlin Police Department is the sponsoring organization, that do you feel comfortable with us moving forward?
We have enough events in August, and the timing is not optimal. But one thing we know is the paperwork part is the easy part for us.
Okay.
If we bring it down from an 8-hour event to a 5-hour event, that's something that we'll be able to go ahead and bring people in. So the time management itself becomes a lot easier.
Yeah.
Eliminating blocking of the road will go ahead, another change of flow, dictating or actually making the parameters of who we want to come in and support children while having guidelines will eliminate the bad rush
Okay.
So I think those things and bringing in partners or again, the volunteers that help with the certain parts that we know he wants to do, and then allow him to go ahead and expound on the vision he has, the haircuts, the this and that, let them do that part, then we'll be able to have a foundation to build off of.
And Laura and David, see if this is appropriate. Obviously, we're trying to follow all the proper procedures, but at the same time, would it be appropriate if that we tentatively gave approval and then a more formal presentation be made, given these understandings, a more formal presentation come at the next meeting?
That would be fine.
And that way, at least, you know you're not wasting your time, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we will have a chance to review the plans, mm-hmm. just like we do for everything.
I think that is appropriate. One thing is, if he's here for the second time, and we don't want him to get frustrated with the process itself.
But the process exists.
And as long as he sees that light at the end of the tunnel, we know, and again, I just said it to the mayor before, we're looking at an elephant that we have to eat. And if we go ahead and just keep looking at the elephant, then we're never going to get it done. Mm-hmm. If we take the fork and take one bite at a time, it's going to go ahead and get it done.
I appreciate the chief suggesting to do that, too, because I know you have a lot. Yeah. So can I make some kind of a motion, then, that you and Nathan work with the chief and other nonprofit partners to come together with some kind of a plan to distribute these book bags and bring it to the council next meeting?
Certain.
Is that okay?
Well, if it's going to be on the agenda,
we don't need to make a motion. Just we'll see you next time.
We'll have whatever presentation that the chief comes up with on the next meeting.
Okay. But I think that you can see that we want this to happen.
Yes.
And the key thing is, as you're going to find, as you get into charitable work, it takes a lot more than good intentions.
Yes. Yeah,
it takes a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, it's really, you're finding out. The reward is not monetary. The reward lasts a long, long time. Okay? So thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, next, our fourth request is for the Fiddler's Convention, and we have
Larnette St. Amant, Executive Director for the Berlin Chamber.
Yes.
Having said that, it was the second event for him for his next year. This is our 23rd Fiddler's event.
Great.
So we're asking for approval for the event on the 18th and 19th of September. Also asking for town resources to help with the event. And so far, the event is turning out to be similar to last year, no major changes. Food vendors, craft vendors, great entertainment, and a wonderful time to be had by all.
Good. And you're guaranteeing that, right?
And no rain.
That's right. And that's good. That's good. It certainly had a successful run for, like I say, over 23 years. And it's only fine-tuning for a long time, so it's great. And I think it really has become our signature event when we take into account that there's so many now, this is one that is part of the culture of the community.
And I'm definitely feeling, I've got Nate on board, and a lot of people from years past are really being very helpful, as well as the town, as always.
Great. Okay. Excellent. Does anybody have any questions for Larnette?
I make a motion to approve the Fiddler's Convention for the 18th and 19th September.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the, 23rd?
23rd.
During 23rd Annual Fiddler's Convention on September 18th and 19th, right here in downtown Berlin.
And it's still a lot of work.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you so
Good
much.
Luck.
Thank you. I'll call you all.
All the best to you. Yes. All right. All right, next we have a public hearing on the Ordinance 2015-04, which is the adoption of the FEMA floodplain. So, now call the hearing into order. Is there anyone here from the state that wishes to address the mayor and council on this proposed ordinance? Is there anyone here from the county that wishes to address the mayor and council? Is there anyone in attendance here tonight who would like to address the mayor and council about this proposed floodplain ordinance? Okay. Seeing none, the hearing is now closed, and we now have the option of voting on it or putting it on next week's agenda.
It should be voted on.
second reading.
This is one of those things where you really have no choice but to approve.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
I like really straightforward advice like that.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, we have a motion by.
Our next ordinance is the same.
Yeah, all right, okay, good to know, thank you. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to pass ordinance 2015-04. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Now, need now have a public hearing on the second ordinance, right? We now open the hearing on ordinance 2015-05, which is amending the building and building regulations, chapter 6. And basically this boils down to requiring fire sprinklers in all buildings proceeding forward in the town of Berwick.
Yes, residential buildings. And again, this is mandated by the state of Maryland. Yeah.
So, and it applies to all.
It doesn't matter.
It applies to all residential type of buildings.
It does. Yeah. It's actually interesting because if for some reason the council decided not to pass this, the planning director would not be able to issue permits for a home without the plan, without sprinklers anyway. Yeah. So,
yeah. It's a formality. It's a formality.
Gotcha.
Okay. Troy, want to do this one?
Well, oh, sure. Well, let me do the hearing real quick, right? Don't we do, make sure we follow procedure?
You better not.
is there anyone here from the state who wishes to address the mayor and council on this proposed ordinance? Is there anyone here from the county that wishes to address the mayor and council? Is there anyone in the audience here tonight who wishes to address the mayor and council on this ordinance? Seeing none, the hearing is closed, and I would entertain a motion to approve the ordinance 2015-05.
Not that I want to, but my constituents here are making me.
No.
I'd like to make a motion to pass ordinance 2015-05.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to pass the building and building regulation amendment.
We'll hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
On chapter 6 regarding the mandatory sprinklers. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay.
Write that down, Josh.
Aye.
And just, I failed to mention this earlier, Vicki. Just make a note that that all council members are here except for Council Member Burrell, who couldn't be here for personal reasons. Okay. Next is the approval of resolution 2015-09, which is our community legacy grant. And Mary, are you going to
actually
take
the lead?
Okay.
Sure.
Please. Okay. Again, remember everything. We need everything
absolutely
to be recorded.
We're walkable, bikeable, Ivy.
Yeah. When you start riding your bike from that
good
point,
one,
then we'll start
one
to worry.
I'm here tonight to ask for permission to continue with writing the community legacy grant for FY 2016 to I'm asking DHCD and the state of Maryland for $50,000 to continue our facade grant program, which we have been successfully running for the last, I think, 4 years now.
And you're asking for 50 this year?
$50,000.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same you asked for last year?
Last year, $100,000 was asked for and only $50,000 was received. The reason I am asking for $50,000 is because we still have $50,000 we have not yet spent this year. So I'm actively pursuing.
You will.
Yeah, I'm actively pursuing property and business owners to apply for this 50-50 matching grant. I told them that I really want to give them money, so please apply. And then I've had several applications actually just within the last month. And then with Art in the Fields coming, they're building quickly, they are going to apply for more actually next year. So I do need to have some more money to be able to offer to them.
Also, is it just an impression, but by the fact that we have continuous use of this particular community legacy money, that it hopefully helps in maintaining the continued approval as long as you're putting the money to work?
That's correct.
Okay.
They want me to spend the money. In order for them to get more money to be able to give to us, we have to spend the money.
We have to show results.
Exactly. Okay. It's a circle.
I would have to say that we had to, as I know Councilmember Hall was also on the bus tour a couple weeks ago when Secretary Holt, who is the Secretary of DCHC, he and his wife and a number of members of their staff took a tour of the town of Berlin, and we were able to point to several buildings that benefited from the facade grant, and we also point out some that we hope will be future benefactors. Mm-hmm. And as with many folks who visit the town for the first time, I think they were very positively impressed, and I'm happy to say they spent the evening at the hotel.
Very nice.
So I think we must have made a good impression.
Definitely. and one thing that I definitely wanted to stress is that this is a grant program, which means that we act as the middleman between the businesses and DHCD. So it's not a loan program. It doesn't cost the town anything for us to be able to offer this. This is something that the state of Maryland offers us to be able to offer to our businesses.
The first 50 that you still have that you haven't spent,
mm-hmm.
do you have a limit of time to spend it?
This year. I need to spend it this year. I have a maximum of $10,000. So you have to spend $20,000 in order to get $10,000 back. Mm-hmm. Minimum is $500. It's good for signs, for pots outside of your mm-hmm. front door.
Right.
Anything to beautify the facade of your establishment. But it's only in the Main Street district.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes Main Street and the side streets off of Main Street, the designated Main Street
area. They're basically what we consider our traditional downtown.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, can I make a motion then to approve Resolution 2015-09, the Community Legacy Grant?
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the Community Legacy Grant resolution that allows us to continue to successfully participate in this program. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next is our departmental reports. First is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
I just wanted to let you know that we're in the process of sort of refining the Code Red system. There are some tweaks that we can make to the system to personalize it a little bit. So that the first thing someone answering the phone hears is not, please hold for an important announcement, which for me says telemarketer and
yeah.
I hang up.
Yeah.
We were able to actually personalize that to say this is the town of Berlin with an important announcement. So hopefully that will get a better response.
Yeah. They know we're not at least trying to be a telemarketer.
Right, right. We're also refining it so that we have messages that are a little more ready to go out the instant that we need them instead of creating them each time there's an event. That requires some thought to have the correct wording so that you don't, it fits multiple occasions without having to be tweaked a whole lot.
Right.
So that's something that's being worked on right now. I also wanted to let you know I will not actually be at the next council meeting, so I did want to let you know that the Parks Commission will not be meeting on August the 4th. Instead, they will be participating in National Night Out as they have been doing.
Excellent.
They typically have a free craft for the kids, so that's
great.
Where we will be.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've been working on getting easements for both the stormwater projects on Flower Street as well as on William Street, and the easements for the sidewalks for East Branch Street. As soon as we get those easements, we'll be able to go out for bid and start those projects.
So do you feel like you're making progress, or do you? Or is it
it's we're moving
going?
Forward. I'd say we're about halfway there.
Oh, okay.
So
that gives me some idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
You may notice that there's several new faces around. We have our seasonal workers. We have them out painting hydrants, painting the new sidewalk curbs, weeding flower beds, that sort of thing. So. Like I said, you might see some new faces, but they are our seasonal help, and we're grateful to have them painting street lights. We've also been cleaning tanks at the wastewater treatment plant. That's always a fun activity. We do that semi-annually, and it's always a fun time. And we're looking forward to the bathtub races this Friday. We'll be compete. Water Resources has a. We'll be competing in the event, so we're looking forward to that.
Very good. Very good. Quick question: do you have any idea? Not that you're responsible for it, but do you have any idea about when the sidewalk work that's being done with State Highway Administration might be coming to a completion?
I wish I did. We had communications with them today. They are working in front of
Leaky Pete's
today, but they're not working much further down Main Street,
South
Main Street, because of the events this weekend and the bathtub races. So
I just rode down there before the meeting, and they had poured the concrete in front of Leaky Pete's. They were still working at 7 o'clock,
yeah.
And they had removed all the concrete in front of the Toy Town
and
that area. So it seems to me like they're working late and trying to get that main work done at night when we don't have any traffic.
Yes.
Yep.
They're coming along.
We have had several calls on people wondering if their businesses are going to be disturbed, and we have been assured by State Highway that they will give them a week's notice to let them know that they'll be in front of their particular establishment, so they have time to make other plans or to remove. In some instances, they want to remove some of the breakable items in their front windows so that the disruption won't cause any problem.
I think they're doing a good job, you know, working around the traffic and public and all. They're making great strides.
I think we're very, very fortunate that all that leaves on Main Street then at some point in the future, not
from there to
forever and ever, but is basically South Main Street. And so, you know, I'm very pleased that we've gotten this far.
Yes,
this
me too.
Quickly.
There were some really treacherous areas.
Yes, especially with all the pedestrian activity we have now.
Yes, we even had some steps there right at Tripoli Street, so those have been removed, so that's going to be much nicer.
Very good. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I was actually going to talk about the SHA project on Main Street. Today we removed 7 streetlight poles from Leaky Peaks heading south down to the toy store. Tomorrow and Wednesday we're supposed to put down the new screw bases. We kind of work in tandem with the concrete company. They tear out the concrete, they form it, they give us a elevation, and then we put in the screw bases for the new streetlight poles. So tomorrow and Wednesday we're supposed to put all the screw bases back in from Leaky Peaks all the way down to where the brick area starts in front of the toy store. From there down, they're actually not supposed to disturb those streetlights where the brick area is at.
The brick area is going to remain
as they are. That's correct.
I mean,
yes.
They're sponsored bricks and
that's
also
right.
Part of a
they're not supposed
earlier
to,
streetscape.
They're not supposed to disturb that area. And then on Thursday, there's 3 streetlight poles up at the intersection of Powhatan and Main Street. As you're heading north, coming around that corner where the church is, that area is supposed to be done Thursday and Friday. And
excellent.
That's how it's supposed to be scheduled out.
And
it's all dependent on weather and the rain and that type of thing also. Also, a few other things I have to report is we had 3 new solar customers that came on board in the past 2 weeks. One of them is on Ann Court, the other one is on Brittany Lane and Decatur Street and Decatur Farms over in that area. And then also behind the power plant, that right away back there, we've been trimming all the trees. I guess that's where the railroad used to run through there behind the power plant. That was in dire need of tree trimming on the power lines back there, so we've been working on that. Then also on Friday, on actually I think it was Thursday, July 3rd, that was on a Thursday, I believe, we had a power outage over in Butternut Court. It was an underground primary faulted in Buttercup Court, and the left side of the court was out for about 3 hours until we got the damage repaired and got their service back on.
It was underground, an underground service.
Yes, actually, the secondary is what faulted, but it eventually burned into the primary, which is the main feed that runs up through Butternut. So we ended up repairing the secondary and the primary both, and then we restored the power back to them. Thank you.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Dowling.
Good evening, everyone. Proud to say that Patrolman Aaron Titterence has completed his probation with the town of Berlin, and actually other has completed the mandated probation for the Maryland Training Commission. So he has actually been removed from his probation status with them, and he's afforded all the rights of the Law Enforcement Bill of Rights, and is promoted to the position of Patrolman First Class.
Excellent.
Again, he came from Snow Hill as an energetic and well-regarded police officer, and we think we've got a steal there. He's done a great job for us, very active, and he has been moved from the midnight shift to the evening shift during the last week also, or this month.
What's the PFC Titterence's first name?
Is Aaron.
Aaron, thank you.
How long has he been with us now?
7 months. Actually came in roughly September, so it might even be 8.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
He found my stolen bike for me.
Yes, he did. and again, we think it's an opportunity for him to really grow because the midnight shift, again, is a little bit slower. So again, you'll actually see him a little bit more, and he is young and energetic. So again, we're glad, and we congratulate him also. The police department is also sponsoring on Wednesday the Worcester Youth Group for a trip to Jolly Rogers. We're also going to chaperone, so we're going to have fun with that. So again, we're biting off a little bit more, but we're going to have a fun time with them. It's an all-day event, and we're hoping to have 20 young ones go on that event on that day.
That's awesome. I hope Buddy was generous with you folks with that.
Well, they made 3 phone calls, and then we made 1 and got a return phone call. So again, when we made the phone call, it
awesome.
Became a little bit better really quick, and they worked with us all the way around.
Excellent.
And we want to go ahead and we wanted to venture out with some different things they haven't done. They have never been there themselves, but again, we're going to try to go ahead and make this an annual thing. So we up there said that we want to go ahead and sponsor 1 event for them each year, and for them to go ahead and think beyond the bonds. If they want to go to the trampoline in Del Mar, if they want to go to Crown Court or whatever it might be, if it's within our means, we want to go ahead and do that with them and actually have 3 or 4 police officers go to the group also.
Excellent.
So.
I have a question for you. This has kind of been my pet peeve, and with the sidewalks going on, it's gotten even worse. But I have a lot of pictures of my friendly FedEx and UPS guy. Now, this picture here shows him parked in front of the treasure chest, so I imagine his box was maybe a half a pound to carry. We've got 3 cars going the wrong way around the FedEx truck. We got children, people walking. It's very dangerous. And now with them flagging, I have a picture now of the guy flagging with the FedEx guy in the area that he's flagging. And my point is, you know, the Cisco guy up on our expensive curbs, you know. My point is, normally like Ocean City and in resort towns or towns that have a lot of business and traffic in the summer, you usually have areas to load and unload, or you have a time. But I really think that the UPX and FedEx guy could pull off of Main Street and in 10 minutes probably deliver every box they needed to on Main Street.
Yeah.
But the fact that they start at Worcester Youth and Family, jump out with a box, jump in, pull the truck up 5 feet, jump out with another box, and it's all day long, and people are trying to walk around them, and now we have flaggers in the middle of it. I just don't think it's very safe.
Well, one thing we know, that the timing of any construction is always a tricky point for folk, and right now this is probably the worst time we could actually have it being done, but this is the time it's being done. We've actually had discussions with Cisco in reference to, and the businesses. Deliveries should be made early in the morning. Unfortunately, a lot of these businesses don't open till 10. When the person doesn't show up at 10, then they have the deliveries at 12:30, which are the worst times. So we have a direct contact to Cisco. We'll make a phone call to him again and advise him to try to schedule the deliveries a little bit better and the actual placements of the vehicles. Whenever you had the 18-wheeler come in to a town that was meant for horse and carriages, it's not for cars. The town was not built for it, the streets are not built for it, then we know that always it's gonna be an aspiration. It's gonna be congestion, it's gonna be issues and trouble. So we want that they had to have any delivery trucks come in early as possible, as you said. Locations, we've already talked to FedEx and to UPS in reference to using side streets, not Main Street, and we can go ahead and try to work with that also a little bit more. But the town itself, the more busy we get, we're gonna see this more and more. And once we go ahead and have to turn a hardware store into a restaurant, we end up having another stop for delivery.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that with the restaurant.
One plus thing about UPS and FedEx, they're not going to stay there very long. They're time. They have to get those packages delivered by a certain
time. He's bumping down the whole street, jamming up traffic.
Yeah, I know.
Is that something, have you ever had that conversation with them about picking one spot and then making multiple deliveries?
One thing is, again, for them to go ahead and pick up, and again, the packages aren't this, like, and then think you're gonna stop at one end and use that as a rallying point and come all the way down. Generally, if you're there, stop at Victoria and Charmer's not here. She's gonna end up with 15 boxes on one day, so he's not gonna be in the parking lot way down here to go ahead and deliver.
But they have hand trucks, Chief. That's what they're for.
But definitely the use of the side street and to go ahead and not block the traffic. And again, we have more greater roads. We were just talking about stopping right in front of town hall to go ahead and drop off the
package. Let me ask you, I would like you to consider this, if it's all right with council, is to look at our side streets and see if there are places that are not critical to parking that may be used for temporary delivery. That's one. We do have a place
right next to the
Pitt Street Antique.
I'm just thinking from Memorial to Labor Day, if they would be a little bit more, better with the parking. Because I just don't want somebody to get hit walking between one of these trucks with the cars dodging around in the wrong way.
I understand. But what I'm trying to come up with is a solution because they've got 1,000 other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. They're on a schedule, and somebody's on their case every minute to get as much delivered in the shift that they can. Now, what I'm saying is, can we look at our downtown area and see if there is at least a midpoint, a north point, a south point, maybe a couple midpoints, where it's feasible that they could pull off and make two or three deliveries without, like I say, and they could use a hand cart or whatever. And try to be reasonable about this, but at the same time, it seems to me that we have to give them an alternative that's feasible and practical, and then we can maybe be a little more diligent about, hey, this just isn't working out. And quite frankly, everybody takes this for granted. They're doing more business here than they've ever done. They're doing more business here in 1 year than they used to do in five.
Yep.
I'd appreciate a little cooperation, all right? Everybody feels like they're entitled to all the damn business in the world and don't have to do anything to accommodate everyone else. And that's just, I can see a difference. When people were hungry, they were ready to work together. We need to continue to work together as a community. Right, we didn't get here by cutting each other's throats. We got here by helping each other. So this is one more step where if you have the contacts, it is not our intention. Our only concern is to make this as safe and as practical as possible. We recognize that they have a business to run. At the same time, we do have a unique community, and they have to decide if they want to be a part of our community. We want to give our businesses great service, but we don't want to do it in a way that creates undue potential harm. Okay? Is that
That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right? Now, Chief, are we all squared away?
I think we're good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
We'll end on that note.
Okay. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
This past Wednesday on the 8th, Planning Commission met. They saw, first they saw a new architectural plan for the Arby's that we recently annexed the parcels out on Friendship Road and Route 50. The initial presentation didn't go real well last month. The new one was a lot more into the Planning Commission's liking as far as the architectural style and the use of brick and different materials instead of the, someone commented the initial one looked like a toaster. It was a silver building, square, flat roof. This has different facades, and so that was well received by the Planning Commission.
Good.
The major presentation was by the Rainier Group for that, where we had annexed the parcel out on Seahawk Road by the two schools. Now that project's going to be called Oceans East. Again, that was it was well received site plan, a lot of open ground, and now we at least we have a startup point. That was a concept plan they were presenting, and the Planning Commission. They'll have to take up one item on there is the fact that we have on our ordinance 12 units in any multifamily is the limit, 12 units in one building. And they have it drawn with 24 and 36 units to accommodate more open space, make it more park-like on the rear of the units and a lot more visibility. And
that also creates the central area for the lagoon and other,
right, and they showed on the concept plan a community pool, community clubhouse, large pond, you know, in the center, just as a focal point. It was a nice, if any of you care to see it, I can.
Is it, of course, obviously they can make an exception for that, but is it something that down the road that we need to look at to see if there needs to be some more flexibility or should
the Board of Appeals would. Could grant that, and that's probably the avenue that would be okay. Best to go. It would require to change. It would require a text amendment to the ordinance, and I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
So, for one instance, it could be done with on a conditional use, given that exception.
Okay.
And certainly the way it lays out, it would probably. It's a better looking product that way. Better looking project.
Let's go through the Board of Appeals process and. But the Planning Commission would make the initial ruling, right? And then the Board of Appeals would have.
They could make a recommendation to the Board of Appeals.
Okay, that's what I mean.
But it wouldn't be their determination whether to allow that.
Yeah, but I'm saying they can make a recommendation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just like they make a recommendation to us, they can make a recommendation.
Exactly the same.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Great, good. It sounds like progress is definitely being made there, good. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have nothing.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Economic and Community Development, Ivy Wells.
You did good with the cake.
Do you have anything more for us, Ivy?
Well, I would like to thank Jeff, actually, for I had an idea for the bulletin board out on Main Street to enlarge our retail map, and Jeff was very nice and keen. His volunteers or seasonal employees painted it for me and installed the bulletin board. And if I may,
sure.
It looks really good. I want to show you. I just took it. I would have.
Please pass it.
I've seen it. It looks good. Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is it up?
It's really good.
And this is where now?
This is great. At the corner by. Across the street from the Butterfly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So before there was, there were some things in there from the 1990s.
That's excellent.
No.
2008.
From 2012.
1800.
And it was right on the corner.
Who helped you get this together?
Let's see.
I designed it and measured it, and Jeff painted it and installed it for me.
Thank really you. Nice.
Excellent.
Very
yeah,
good.
I thought it came out nice.
I think we need to use our walls more like that,
We'll just have
remember the old-fashioned paint,
so thank you
to do the advertising on the walls, the murals.
And I know that, again, with a lot of other things thinking, just so everybody knows, is down the road, I know you're still working, and not years, but I know you're working on trying to come up with some artistic additions to what I'll call large wall spaces, such as the
murals,
business.
Public art.
Yes.
Yeah, but just kind of getting it all organized before we head off into the hillside. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Also, I've been working on Oktoberfest. There's going to be many changes, not all changes, many changes for our Oktoberfest event this year. And one of them is going to include something really, really cool.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Okay, we'll hold you to that.
Surprise.
I've been asked to represent the town at the Grisfield Crab and Clam Bake this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Take a designated driver.
Huh?
Take a designated driver.
Oh, no, I'm working. I won't be No, I won't.
You've never been before.
We'll
have.
Hold you to that.
You got to go one time.
You haven't been before, right, have you?
Well, they invited me to go, so I'm going.
Okay.
Working on the GAMS application, that community legacy grant.
I'll be there.
Second Friday night art strolls. Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. And then also I wanted to let you know that Cannery, they'll be opening their rental office in the visitor center next week. And I will not be at the next council meeting because I'm taking a class in Baltimore that week.
All right, good. All right.
Thank you.
I would like to deviate from the agenda in a very minor way, but I think out of courtesy to Mr. Venable, who's here tonight from Venable's Cleaners, I would like to make a suggestion for the council's consideration. As you know, it's not 2013, I guess that's been about, 2 years ago. The neighbors across the street were concerned about the access and egress of motor vehicles to Venable's Cleaners, and this access has been available since about the mid-1950s, mid to late 1950s.
I looked it up in our minutes, corporate minute book, 1970.
1970, okay. So, 45 years. And heard the discussions. I talked with Mr. Venable. We talked about the situation. I know that at least the one of the neighbors, I'm sure that their intent is very well considered, in that they genuinely are worried about the potential of an accident. But there's potential for accidents all over the place, as you mentioned, with other situations. So what I'd like to suggest to the council for your approval, and I've asked Mr. Venable about this, is I know folks have used the cleaners for years, know the situation, but we have a growing community. So rather than take away something that's working and without incident, I'd like to suggest that we order a couple of caution signs that are both on the same side of the street, so that if you pull up in front of the cleaners, regardless of which direction you're in, there'll be a sign on Mr. Venable's property that that we would get from State Highway that would accomplish the following, something like caution, bicyclists, pedestrians, you know, they've got all that kind of worrying and know how to do it efficiently, and that we basically buy the signs and ask Mr. Venable then if he'll allow us to post them. That way, no matter which way you pull up, they're there. And to me, it'll be a reminder for folks like myself who's been pulling up there at least since 1970. We can't get forgetful. It'll hopefully be a good way to bring awareness to newcomers to the area. And I think it's a reasonable compromise. If there was a track record, because I know I talked with the chief, he went through and they researched their records. It's been somebody sideswiped a car. Well, that happens not a lot, but many more times on off Main Street than it's ever happened there. It's one of those things where I think, we want to continue to have aggressive speed enforcement, not only on that section of William Street, but all over downtown, because the number of motor vehicles is significantly greater for a greater period of time during the year. So I think the calming of traffic in general is good for the community, certainly we are going to, I think, regardless of what we do, there's going to be more pedestrians and more people on bicycles in the next 20 years than anything we've ever imagined. And to me, this is a practical thing to do that preserves, a point of entry, particularly when I'm thinking of all the older folks and families that got bunches of kids and so forth. I just think this is a fair way of dealing with the concerns and not overkill of trying to fix a problem that might happen someday, and even if it does, we can't close every street because there's an accident. And we all get the police statistics, and we are so fortunate. Most of our real accidents that would be of concern to most people would not want to be in are generally on our dual highways, Route 50 and US 50 and US 113. And as long as people, I think, are aware, I'd like to make this recommendation if the council approves. And if you have any questions, that's why I asked Mr. Venable to be here so that he'd be aware of whatever, or answer any questions if you have any for him.
You guys okay with that idea?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerns me, but it doesn't concern me, that's up to the council the way they like Berlin to look. I try to visualize what those signs are going to look like, sticking up on the side of the street.
Well, it would be not on the sidewalk itself, because we don't want any more instructions on the sidewalk, but just behind the brick barrier. And I guess compared to our neighboring resort in Salisbury, we've got a long ways to go before we become overwhelmed by signs.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting. If you have too many, they're all ignored. If you have none, then you probably aren't quite right either. So we'll just see how it goes, and I do very much appreciate your cooperation and understanding about this. But at the same time, I feel that this is a responsible thing to do. Drivers have to be responsible for their own actions, and everybody, I think, needs to acknowledge the fact that the 20th century was the century of the car. This century is going to be a multimodal century, regardless of what kind of community you live in, what size of community. So I think all drivers are going to have to be much more aware of bicyclists and pedestrians and all these other things that I keep seeing might happen. I don't think we have to worry about the drones yet, but there's just going to be multiple ways. Mass transit, we may have our own mass transit on a small town scale. So, this is one small but I think significant first step. So is that okay with everyone?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time and thanks for being here. And obviously I'll keep you posted, and we'll ask the vice to state highway as to how to proceed.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, now we'll go to the town administrator's report.
Here we go. We're selling.
So, Mayor and Council, I'm happy to report that the Public Service Commission had a hearing on July 8th on which included our Beat the Peak program, and they were very complimentary of the town's efforts to institute that program. So, supportive comments from the Public Service Commission are worth noting. So
yes, they are certainly worth noting.
They're appreciative.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, you'll notice you've got four pages of purchase orders in front of you. Some of them are for fiscal year 15 that happened during the transition. Dave has generously agreed that I don't have to read each and every one of these into the record. But please note this report was provided as part of the packet. If you have any questions regarding any purchase orders, please let me know. But in the interest of time, I'm not going to be reading every one of them.
Does anyone have any, you want to take a minute to look through them again? I know I read them and I can't even remember half.
I'm make a motion. We need a motion to prove it, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
I make a motion that we approve the purchase orders that are before us tonight.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the purchase orders as proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
And again, please make sure the compliment from the Public Service Commission gets in the minutes. just so we can say if it happened.
It happened.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have any comments from Councilman Goulias?
Yes, I just want to publicly thank Councilmember Purnell for doing the hovercraft today for the fundraiser for Cedar Chapel Special School down in Snow Hill. I heard that he was amazing flying over the bays of Assawoman Bay in the back bay there.
Thank you for asking. It was fun.
He said he had a great time.
Excellent.
But thanks, Troy. I appreciate that.
That was fun. No, I have no comment. It was very nice of staff to recognize us and thank us. That was very nice.
Excellent. Thank you.
I would say the same thing because most places now that you go, you don't have staff members that really appreciate their jobs as much as our staff members do.
Oh, and Mayor, and I think we should all keep our governor in our thoughts and prayers. He's a very sick man. He's going through a big thing. And
yep, that's very good.
Had a big effect on the state, you know, and running the state and different people having to step up and, you know.
I think that's when the Maryland Municipal League put together a get well card that was at least as big as right. That map back there, yeah. If not larger. And
wow.
And
we have bands.
And have and wristbands.
Signed it.
And boy, I think everybody there signed it. Mm-hmm. And
he's having 5 day, 24-hour chemo dripping. 5 days, 24 hours a day.
I can't imagine. But all we can do is hope that he has a full recovery and that hopes reminds all of us when we're dealing with these public issues and the various things that to keep it all in perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all very lucky people, all of us here tonight.
The only thing I had is we could think about possibly putting some type of welcome sign on Broad Street as you enter Berlin. I know we've got them coming from Bay Street. We got one that says Berlin over there, but I'd love to see something that says like, welcome to Berlin. Things go slower here.
Can we put it on your property?
I was going to say, right on your fence.
Can we put it on your property?
I've talked to Pete Richardson, and Pete says he would be willing to put it on his farm right on the edge of town.
Now, you talk about Broad Street.
Uh-huh, Broad Street coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Or either side, I can talk to the property owner, wherever it might work. I just want to see something.
Sure. I think that's a great idea.
We can keep him
slow down, knuckleheads.
We can keep you from throwing tennis balls at people, sure.
That's right, slow down.
There's a speed on the telephone pole, and from what I've seen, because I live there as well, people speed into town, coming into town instead of going out of town.
Yeah. It's just their
fault. Well, you know, and look, so put it this way, why don't we task, in this case, if it's all right, we'll task Ivy, Laura, Troy, and Lisa, because you're... This is great, and if you, it depends if you.
They're speeding on my ear house.
Obviously, if you.
They're speeding on my house. We're in trouble. Yeah.
but I'm just thinking there. Why don't you all kind of get your head together, think of what you think the message should be, and how we get it done, and just come back and make your recommendation when you're ready.
Sure. Okay.
And you know, the sooner the better. But give it the thought you think it needs. I think it's a wonderful idea. Great.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the public? You gentlemen that have stuck it out with us. Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate your patience. Any questions from the press?
Motion to approve. I mean, motion to
approve. It's been too long.
Motion to approve.
You've been coming here too long now.
Yeah. Dean, I'll give it back to Dean. I know we got something to sell.
You tell Dean he's just got
50 guys.
Oh, yeah, we have a couple days off.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Ivy, I have a letter
from you. There's both
things considered. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Where are you going to go? Williamsburg?
No, we're not doing anything like, yeah, we're just the
just leave it on the desk.
Leave it on my desk.
bring it here to the parents.
Yeah, and I'll be in at the end of the day.
At the end of the day?
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good. That's, I just, I'd say you just bring it in and give it to Joanne, or put it on my desk, whatever's easiest for you. Sure.
But you know somebody, you talk to me.
Right. From the
electric.
Yep. Do we have anything besides?
Nothing.
Oh yes.
Always look at the
mouth. Highlight of the week. You know? It just wouldn't be the same.
I just saw your email. You were trying to find out whether I was coming to the executive site.
Oh, the text.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. You texted me back.
The text, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
your voicemail box is full.
I know.
Perhaps you leave it that way as a strategy. Have a good evening, you guys.
Yeah,
you too.
Thank you. Is it 8:30? Oh, good. Good. It's not quite bedtime yet.